Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Voice Notes. So it's Saturday. What am I saying? It's Sunday. I'm drinking my wine. I have a lot of work to do, but I thought I should do something fun first, and then I can buckle down and just get all the shit I have to get done. So I'm answering a quiz that tells me which kind of lesbian or what kind of lesbian I am. Somehow I think this should be fun, so let's get started. Clink, clink, bitches. I don't know what kind of person I'm becoming saying clink, clink, bitches. But anyway, the first question is, what time of day do you prefer? I prefer mornings because, like, there's hope and everything. Also, I like evenings because I'm home from work. If I don't have work to carry home, I can rest. So I think I'll say 8 p.m. because then also I get to sleep, which is like a really important thing for me. Next is, what is your favorite stereotypical gay music artist? A, Patti Smith. B, Tegan and Sara. Where is it? Tegan and Sara. The Veronicas. Ooh. Bikini Kill. Or Ruby Rose. I like Tegan and Sara. Let's go to the next one. What to wear on a chilly day? There's like a poncho, flannel, a jacket, a camo jacket, and a heavy duty jacket. Flannel, the gayest thing on the planet. I believe in looking as gay as you possibly can. So yeah, Jack people, what would you rather watch? A hockey game, a rom-com, as in, we don't need to see the rest. A lava lamp, the sunset, a local band. I'm torn between the sunset and the rom-com because I really, really love both. I'm obsessed with sunrises and sunset, so. But I'm also obsessed with romantic comedies, like, y'all know, y'all already know. Rom-com? Sunset? Sunset. Let's go with sunset because it's really beautiful. Choose an animal, no dog, because everyone loves dogs. I really don't feel any type of way about animals. I'm quite indifferent, but I think I'd keep a cat. I used to say I would never keep any animal as a pet, but now I know I'd keep cats and dogs as pets. Hopefully my potential future bae and I can have like a lot of dogs and animals before we have kids. So I'll choose cats. What living room would you love in your future house? So there are different options. There's a modern one, like there's some extremely modern contemporary ones, and then there's like one with a lot of color and one that's plain white. I'm against the white theme, like the white aesthetic doesn't do it for me because I'm a dirty person. No, I'm not dirty, I'm just not tidy. I'm clean, I'm just not tidy. So it'll just look very crazy. Also, I really like color, so I'm gonna pick the, I'd like my home to just have like a lot of hues, like earth tones, bright tones, all kinds of colors. I'd like my home to kind of look messy, but like also look good. Okay, what landscape is prettiest to look at? A blooming garden, a city skyline, sun setting on mountains, moon's reflection on a lake, the ocean. So I like a blooming garden because I love flowers. Sun setting on mountains because we know I love the sunset. Moon's reflection on a lake would be so calming and so beautiful. I also love the ocean. I can't get in it, but I love it because I'm really scared of water, but I'm trying to conquer that. So if you're trying to give your girl swimming lessons, hit a girl up. So I'll say blooming garden because that's like flowers are everything to me. What do you have most of in your closet? Cute tops, t-shirts from an activity, sundresses, cool jackets, flannels. I used to have a lot of sundresses, but now I have jackets. I have a lot of jackets and cute tops, but more jackets. So I'll just choose jackets. I'm trying to get dresses again because I gained weight and I had to stop. Like my dresses could no longer fit me. Which of these words do you like to use most and or variations of them? So cool, sick, rad, nice, awesome. Nah. Do I say cool? I feel like I say cool more than any other thing here. I never say that's rad. Gosh, that's so white. Question 10. You hope a girl buys you this drink. Vodka, cappuccino, whiskey, fancy water, or herbal tea? Vodka and whiskey. But I'll just go with vodka because I prefer it. choose a crush just worn. There's Amandla Stenberg, there's Lena Gan, ooh, yum, Hannah Hart, Ellen Page, Samira Wiley. Samira or Amandla? Samira. Samira, of course, Samira. Samira, then Amandla. If she had this in her car, you'd be into her for sure. So first of all, never mind. Craft supplies, rollerblades. Stop moving. Craft supplies, rollerblades, an amplifier, weed, library books. Books, then weed. But I don't like, okay, let's just say books. Because I like people who read. It doesn't disqualify you, but I like it. Finally, choose one positive word to describe yourself. Lively, peaceful, confident, cooperative, friendly. I don't think I'm lively. I can be animated when I drink, but okay, maybe I am lively. I feel like, okay, am I lively? I'm not peaceful. I'm like so intense. Confident, my confidence is very shaky. Cooperative. I think I'm friendly. Oh, Sonia. Hi. Stop texting. Come down. So my result is I'm a coffee shop lesbian. I'm cute and I just like the simple things in life. So yeah, I am cute. Do I like the simple things in life? Maybe not. So your dream girl would probably write you a heartfelt song or poem. Oh my god, I would die. Like honestly, every time Carol writes me anything, every time Carol writes me anything, I just die. Like we're not even dating or anything, but I just die. Like that's the kind of shit I'm into. So if someone wrote me a song or a poem, like two of my favorite things in the world, I would die. Like I would just combust in that moment and turn into ashes. So go grab some coffee or tea of your choice in your favorite flannel and jeans. Do I own any pair of flannel? No. Go grab some coffee or tea of your choice in your fave flannel and jeans and try to spot a fellow coffee shop lesbian. Oh, so basically I'm those people who chill in the coffee shop, drinking, reading, looking like cute and smart at the same time. I keep thinking about meeting someone in a hotel or restaurant setting. Like imagine if someone bought me food. Like, you know how people send drinks over? Imagine if someone sent food over, I would die. I'd marry them and that's okay. Let me stop being dramatic. But yeah. So I'm like 38% coffee shop, 22% punk gay, 15% literary lesbian, 13% plant gay, and 9% sports gay. Oh, no. It means like, oh, this is what other people got. A lot of us are coffee shop lesbians. Oh, but I'm like 0% sports gay. I really love plants. I want to be a plant mom. I'm 100% a literary lesbian because I love to read and I'm not a punk gay. I'm like, there's no punk in me at all. Oh my God. You've learned so much about me in one podcast. I hope you enjoyed that. And also tell me what kind of lesbian you think you are and if you're single. I'm kidding, but also not kidding. Okay, basically, just tell me what kind of lesbian you are. And what you think about the things I like. I'd love to know that. Bye. Till next time. So, we've seen what the quiz says, but I'm really curious to find out. Like, I feel like I know, but I'm really curious to find out what other kinds of lesbians there are. So, let's find out some of the terms. Okay, so I'm seeing that there's like stone butch. Butch, lips, what? Gosh, Jesus, I've lost the ability to speak. Stone birch, lipstick lesbian, sport dyke, soft birch, blue jean femme, chapstick lesbian. What is a blue jean femme? Well, like, I need more answers. I have no idea what a blue jean femme is. I feel like chapstick lesbian is easy because I like. I don't know if that's like a softer version of a lipstick lesbian who's like extremely fan. A stone butch is like a hard butch. A butch is, you know, someone masculine of center. Sport dyke is like, I guess, someone who's into sports. Soft butch is like a softer birch. Blue jean femme, like they wear jeans. I don't know, man. Okay, there's an article here that says your handy guide to 11 different types of lesbians. So, prepare to be illuminated. I'm ready. Okay, so there's the activist lesbian is characterized by her passion for social justice, especially as it pertains to being a lesbian. The butch femme, young and old, the activist lesbian can look like any other type of lesbian you might meet. She's inspirational, passionate, and love of justice. I feel like I'm like some part activist lesbian, but I know some really active activist lesbians. The lipstick lesbian or femme lesbian loves to dress in highly feminized or girly manner. Skirts, dresses, jewelry, lipstick, elaborate blowouts. This ladies go all out. You can find them lurking in Sephora or shopping at a store. I feel like I'm not a lipstick lesbian because I'm femme, but I'm not like extremely femme. I'm not actually always femme all the time, you know. The chapstick lesbian is a dividing line between a lipstick lesbian and a butch lesbian. While butch lesbians revel in looking masculine and lipstick lesbians like looking ultra girly, a chapstick lesbian can go either way. She likes dressing up, but she's equally happy in jeans and a button down. I think I'm a chapstick lesbian. That's like the most appropriate term for me. The butch lesbian presents herself as a tough, makeup-free and masculine to one degree or another. I feel like that's really changing because I know some really butch lesbians who like to use makeup and shit like that. I feel like most of these things are constantly evolving. But anyway, so the butch lesbian presents herself as tough, makeup-free, whatever. This doesn't mean she's trying to look like a man. She's just subverting your idea of what a woman should look like and looking hot as hell in the process. I agree. I have a thing for butches. Okay, the stone butch lesbian is a butch lesbian who derives sexual pleasure from giving other women pleasure. Oh, wow. Is this like a touch me not? Oh, yeah, she's a giver, not a receiver. So do not, under any circumstances, get that noise twisted, my friends. Wow. Wow. I know some stone butches. I thought like stone butch means like a really like the equivalent of a lipstick lesbian or the opposite. Wow. The boy lesbian, that's boy with B-O-I, boy, the boy lesbian, they're boys in the gay community and the lesbian community. In the lesbian community, the boy lesbian is biologically female, but presents as looking boyish. Boys tend to date older partners. Interesting. The power lesbian is a lesbian with her shit together. So I'm not a power lesbian, is what you're trying to say. She's a leader in her field, the top of the tops. Oh, yeah, I'm a leader in my field, but I'm not a top. She's the best sergeant, the best. Oh, wait, maybe I am a power lesbian, but not like I'm 70% power lesbian. The husband lesbian is a woman who once identified as a lesbian but now dates men and doesn't identify themselves as being straight or bi. They were a lesbian, now they're dating a man, and who knows what the future might hold, which is totally okay. The LUG lesbian stands for lesbian until graduation, which is self-explanatory. The sport dyke isn't characterized so much as being attracted to other women as much as she is obsessed with her sport of choice, like those people some people who play rugby and softball and basketball. Not all lesbians are sport dykes, but all sport dykes are definitely lesbians. The baby dyke lesbian, me, is a foreign title given to a woman who's just come out of the closet and started becoming a part of the lesbian community. She could identify, like, she could look, she could be femme, butch, chapstick, or anything else. But for now, she's characterized by her newness to the scene. We talked about this yesterday, about how I feel like I'm no longer a baby dyke, because, man, I'm a seasoned dyke, as Gaitho said, so. Yeah, I don't know if I should change my name to seasoned dyke or older dyke. Or no longer a baby dyke. I should change my username to no longer a baby dyke. Let me see if that's taken. But the blog name won't change because I'm still here to like help people navigate the newness of queerness and exploring that. But that's so fucking interesting. But one thing I will say about these labels is they're comforting in terms of categorizing people. But I still don't think that, I don't believe in rigidity. I believe in fluidity, and that means that today I could be chapstick, tomorrow I could be femme, tomorrow I could, like, I can be whatever I want to be whenever I want to be. So I don't need to like stick to one single label and with the like the things and the intricacies that come with it. I can be whatever I want to be. And I think that's the beauty of life. But if you do feel like a certain comfort in calling yourself maybe a butch lesbian and just sticking to that and being that, that's okay. The other thing about I like about being human is the fact that we all have like different choices and you can be whoever the fuck you want to be. So that being said, I would still like to know what kind of lesbian you identify as, if you do, and if you still think that labels or these categories don't give a like they don't fucking matter. Totally would love to hear that. Also, let me know if you're a top or a bottom. So after I did the first segment of this, I thought I could do another one. So I'm just gonna sign up off again and say bye. And please like interact with me and share this with someone who you think might find it entertaining or useful. Bye.